Well, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Just know that tomorrow is Friday and you have the opportunity to give your prayers, reports, and your testimonies. And we're just excited with the message that God has this morning. So let us go before the throne of grace. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you this morning with thanksgiving and praise. We thank you, Lord, because we know that you will bring us to it, because we know that we are going to grow through experience. We know that we are going to pray through experience. We know that we're going to trust through it. And God, we just thank you so much, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the sun rays. We thank you for the raindrops. We thank you, Lord, for the wind that we can feel. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning and giving us an opportunity to do it again. We thank you for waking us up this morning and giving us an opportunity to ask you for forgiveness. We thank you for waking us up this morning and giving us an opportunity to praise your holy and righteous name, oh God. We thank you for the message that's going to come forth this morning with Minister Tiffany. We know, Lord, that you are going to use her in a mighty way. So for that, we want to give you thanks. We want to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. God, we just thank you for this telecommunications sanctuary, the opportunity to assemble once again and just give reverence to you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that each and every day we have the opportunity to hear a word from you as we start our day. How magnificent is it that we can cry out to you, oh Lord, and know that you will answer. So we thank you. And now, God, we just ask that you anoint and touch this mind, that all calls will go through with clarity. All calls will have no hindrances. There will be no static. There will be no drop calls. There will be no accidental muted lines. This call will go through with clarity, and it will go through with truth, and we thank you. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. Because of them, we have Artists International. Because of that, we are threaded together. So, Father, we have just so much to thank you for, but most of all, we just want to thank you for bringing us through it. It is in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, I love you with the love of the Lord. I am now turning this call over to our host. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. You have a super fantastic day. And remember, if God brought you to it, God will bring you through it. Have a wonderful day. Take it away.
Amen, and same to you. God will bring you through it Thursday. What a wonderful tag, and we praise God for you. We thank you, Minister LaShawn, for seating and greeting the people to the call this morning and opening us up in prayer. We thank God for this opportunity to come before the people of God this morning to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the TMC call. Good morning, everyone, and my name is Brenda Terrell, and I am living here in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, on a beautiful Mississippi Gulf Coast. And we're so excited and delighted to have each and every one of you on the call today. You're in store for a blessing this morning. We thank God for our co-founders. That's Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is the ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, better known as our Mother Eagle, who started this call in 2010. God is manifesting his works through these calls and through these victorious women of God. And if you're here for the first time, you'll see what I'm talking about. Our mission statement is to enrich, is to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we encourage you to invite your family and friends on this call and tell them that this is a great way to start their day. We have a scripture reference that we stand on, and it's Psalms 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a wonderful website that you can go to, and you'll see that all the messages have been archived there, and you can also look up on the bios of our different speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. We also have the directives and scripture references on there. So if you're interested in taking a look at what's going on our website, we encourage you to go there and also listen to some of the past messages. Okay. Now, we have an email address if you have any information, prayers, prayer requests, praise reports. You can do so by sending them to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. So please submit them to them, and we have our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our Minister Robin, who's our prayer general, who will contact you in, with these prayer requests. And also, if you're interested in being a part of this wonderful, these intercessors, I tell you, it's a blessed team to be a part of. And if you're interested in doing so, please submit your request, and they will contact you for that. You heard me mention Artists International. It's the greatest health and wellness company on this side of heaven. So with our wonderful products and that really change people's lives daily, I tell you, if you have not tried these products, you would definitely want to do so. So get with the person that invited you on this call and ask them about the wonderful products that we have. And if you want to learn more about the company, you can do so by getting on the call that we'll be getting on following this call. It's called our motivational call that is hosted by our platinum president, we call her godmother, Dr. Dorothy Cook, and a team of leaders. And that number is 530-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. 539-598-POUND. We have an empowerment conference that's coming up. It's our Artist Empowerment Conference that's coming up in the Bahamas. And we're so looking forward to going to the Bahamas. And this is hosted by our Kings of Artists. And they're a group of men that know how to put a conference together. You will be blessed. You will see what this conference is all about, what our company is all about. And you really don't want to miss the event. So in order to register, go to the website. And it's www.artistempowermentconference.com. That's Artist, A-R-D-Y-S-S, empowermentconference.com. Now I will definitely bring you to the meat of this call, and that's the Word of God. We're going to have a wonderful lady out of Southern California, and I tell you, I can't say enough about this lady. She's well known among the artist family, as well as our TMC family, and we're so blessed to have her a part of this family. She is a mother of Kalon Ty Williams, and I tell you, the things that she does as a mother, a parent, I tell you, it's just a blessing, because she is a true example of being a beloved mother of a teenage son. And this young lady, I tell you, she has so much love, and she has a gift, a passion for people. And when that passion, you can feel it over the phone when you speak to her. She has a word, and I tell you, she'll preach it to kingdom come. She will tell you the word of God. She will proclaim and declare blessings over you. And I tell you, you'll see what I'm talking about when you hear her. If you haven't heard this wonderful lady, she, like I said, she resides in Southern California, and we call her our, affectionately, we call her our songbird. And she can get on a call, and she'll sing happy birthday to you. She'll sing blessings over your life. She will sing God's spirit into your being. So I don't want to take any more time, because you're in for a treat. This lady is also she's a employer of the Culver City in California, and she's also a distributor of Artists International. And like I say, she's well known. People across the country and even across other nations know Tiffany Lauderdale. So I'll introduce to you none other than this wonderful, this woman of God, a victorious woman of God, and that's none other than Minister Tiffany Lauderdale from Southern California. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am. Minister Brenda, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You take it away.
Wow, wow, wow. What an amazing introduction. I was sitting here wondering, is she talking about me? I so love my TMC family. So thank you, Minister Brenda Terrell, for that introduction this morning. To you, Minister LaShawn, thank you so much for your task this morning, so profound and so on time for this season and for what God is doing. And I greet each one of you on this line, my TMC family. I thank God for each one of you, and I thank you for dialing in. And I would not be at this place if it wasn't for the co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank God daily for your yes, for starting this call on October the 25th of 2010 and allowing me to be seated here and then to grow, to actually, you know, say yes, I want to be a prayer intercessor, and then, you know, actually be allowed the time to minister. So definitely you women of God have definitely changed my life. And so I thank you. I mean, I'm speechless on just, you know, what God has done with my life through the TMC. My life truly has been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as I begin my day here very early over here in Pacific Standard Time, because, you know, it's a little bit after 5 o'clock for me. But I'm just telling you, this call has truly changed my life. So I'm not going to keep on going. I'm going to get to what God has put on my heart. And so for the last, the month of July, a few of us have been tapped into doing the Proverbs 31-day challenge. And what that meant is that every single day we would have to read Proverbs, you know, 1 through now. Today's 31st day, so we're on 31. And, you know, as I was reading through Proverbs and, you know, hearing what Solomon had written to us, most of those things that were in there were dealing with the heart. So the Lord said, you know, Tiffany, I think you need to do a heart checkup. And I was like, wow, okay, you know what? Maybe it's time for me to do a heart checkup, because I don't ever recall doing a heart checkup. So today I say, TMC family, it's time for a heart checkup. So let me share this with you before I get into the message. Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. Give me the words that will bring new life. Words on the wings of the morning, the dark nights will fade away if you speak to my heart. Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit, message of love to encourage me. Lifting my heart from despair, how you love me and care for me. Let you speak to my heart. 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 To God be the glory for the great things that he is doing. And I'll ask that you would turn with me to Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 27. I'm going to be reading you two translations, the first one from the Message Bible and the second one from the New Living Translation. And in the Message Bible, Proverbs 4:20-27 reads, "Dear friend, listen well to my words. Tune your ears to my voice. Keep my message in plain view at all times. Concentrate. Learn it by heart. Those who discover these words live real life, body and soul. They're bursting with health. Keep vigilant. Watch over your heart. That's where life starts. Don't talk out of both sides of your mouth. Avoid careless barter, white lies, and gossip. Keep your eyes straight ahead. Ignore all sideshow distractions. Watch your step, and the road will stretch out smooth before you. Look neither right nor left. Leave evil in the dust." And in the New Living Translation, it reads, "Pay attention, my child, to what I say. Listen carefully. Don't lose sight of my words. Let them penetrate deep within your heart, for they bring life and radiant health to anyone who discovers their meaning. Above all else, guard your heart, for it affects everything you do. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay far from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Then stick to the path and stay safe. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. Proverbs 4:20-27. It's time for a heart check. So I tell you, TMC family, when's the last time you evaluated what's on your heart? And we know that our heart is very important to our physical body because it is the place where our blood circulates. The blood circulates through us, through our heart, which allows for us to live, you know. And so I'm asking you today to look at your spiritual heart. What issues have affected your spiritual heart? What issues have you allowed to enter into your heart that may have caused you to become dismayed or overwhelmed or unfocused in this, the seventh month of 2014, which actually today is the last day of the seventh month of 2014? So what has happened? What problems, what situations have happened in your heart? Maybe some of you on this line, maybe your heart has been hardened. What have you allowed to enter into your heart to make you feel that way? In John 14:1, it says, do not let your heart be troubled, which is distressed or agitated. You believe and adhere to and trust in and rely on God. Believe and adhere and trust and rely also on me. So where has your reliance been? Who have you been trusting in? Who have you been believing? Who have you allowed to speak into your ear gates? What did you allow them to speak into your ear gates? What did you read on Facebook that just totally had you jacked up and screwed up? It's time for a heart check. I'm glad Solomon was concerned about the quality of our hearts because in order for us to be successful, we have to look at the issues that are coming within our heart, out of our heart. Many times we don't have to say anything to a person. They can just read our body language or they will hear our heart. See, our heart is where emotions are set. It's where understanding is set. It's where the will of God should be set. So what type of problems do we experience in our heart? And so I'm going to give you this morning 10 scriptures. I'm not going to read each of them, but you can read them in your spare time. And as I told you, we have been on the Proverbs Challenge. So, of course, these scriptures that I'm giving you right now will be coming from Proverbs. So problems that we experience. The heart can despise reproof, and that's Proverbs 5:12. The heart can develop forwardness, which is crookedness, and that's Proverbs 6:14. The heart can lust after a woman's beauty, and that's Proverbs 25, and that could be a woman lusting after a man's beauty as well. Proverbs 12:20 says, the heart that imagines evil develops deceit. Proverbs 14:14 says, the heart that is backslidden will fulfill its desires. Proverbs 17:20, the heart with forwardness finds no good. And Proverbs 19:3 says, the heart of a foolish man fretteth or rages against the Lord. Proverbs 24:2, the heart of evil men look for ways to destroy. Proverbs 28:14 says, those with a hardened heart fall into mischief. And Proverbs 28:25 says, those who have a proud heart stir up strife. So those are problems that we allow to fester in our hearts, which allow us to have these screwed up emotions and to react and be angry, you know, because we've allowed situations to enter our heart. And the Lord tells us to guide our heart with dull diligence. You know, that means that you're not just guarding your heart sometimes, but you're guarding your heart all the time. And it is being consistent. As we here at Artists International, we take these products on a consistent basis, which means that you should be taking some type of Artists International product daily. Why? Because we know that the products are going to help our heart as far as helping our hearts and our bodies and our minds to stay healthy. But here in the Word of God, it's saying to guard your heart on a spiritual basis, but you still must do the action, which is to be consistent in guarding your heart. So let's put our hearts into action. Let's see, how do we really allow ourselves to put that action into what God would have us to do? Proverbs 6 and 18 says, a heart that deviseth wickedness is an abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 11 and 20 says, those with a forward heart are the abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 12 and 8 says, those with a perverse heart shall be despised. And Proverbs 6 and 5 says, those with a proud heart are abomination unto the Lord. So we need to make sure that we do a heart check. Before we go into this eighth month of 2014, evaluate your heart today. The America Heart Association, if you go online, there's a little questionnaire there, and it takes you through a series of questions to evaluate what's really going on with your physical heart. But right now, I'm telling you to send an email today. Send a text to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go into the bathroom. Go into your quiet place. Go into the closet. Fall on the floor. Get in your car and shut the door. You can find someplace. If you don't know where to go, find a place where it is quiet and it is peaceful. And ask the Lord, Lord, I need you to reevaluate me today. I need you to check my heart. And if there's anything in me that is not of you, God, please purge it and purify it right now in the name of Jesus so that your will be fulfilled in my life. So let's see, what action steps do we need to take? How can we impact our heart for God? Proverbs 2 and 2 says, apply the heart in wisdom. Proverbs 3 and 1 says, make the heart keep God's word. Keep God's word. Proverbs 4 and 21 says, keep wisdom in the midst of the heart. Proverbs 4 and 23, as I said, guard the heart with all diligence. Proverbs 6 and 21 says, bind wisdom upon the heart continually. Proverbs 6 and 25, eliminate lust from the heart. Proverbs 23 and 15, take delight in your children's heart when it does right. Proverbs 23 and 17, do not allow the heart to envy sinners. Proverbs 23 and 26, children must submit their hearts to their parents' moral teaching. And finally, Proverbs 24, 17, do not rejoice in the heart when your enemy falls. Allow God to check your heart today. Allow yourself to be evaluated, to see what it is that has been festering in you. Allow it to be released today in the name of Jesus. So give attention to God's word. Speak it, hear it, keep it before your eyes. The word brings about spiritual healing. Guard your heart. Do not allow your heart to be unguarded. Do not speak words that oppose the word of God, and do not allow others to speak into you what is not of God. Do not go to someone who you know that does not have a relationship with God to speak into your life and let your heart be hardened or hurt because of something that you allowed yourself to do. Remain and stay focused on the Word of God. So today, TMC family, I ask, Allow God to speak to your heart. Allow God to move some things that you have been hiding in your heart. God knows what's in your heart. Allow him to let streams of favor, blessing, and increase flow out of you. And allow the issues that come out of your heart be pure and purified and kingdom changing so that we can change the world. So go out today and be those great ministers in the marketplace that you are. Know that I love you and that God loves you more. Back over to you, Minister Brenda.
Praise God, praise God. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
I can.
All right. What a wonderful, wonderful, profound word this morning. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. That is so awesome. And Minister Tiffany, I will be calling you back for to close us out with a benediction. And let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we have another opportunity. We have a new day. We have an opportunity to have a clean slate today, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your new mercies. And so we're saying, Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are God all by yourself. It's in you that we live, we move, and we have our being. Lord, we have the opportunity to come and sit at your feet and say, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. So we thank you, Father, for the glory of your love, the glory of your peace, the glory of your joy, the glory of your salvation. Infiltrate our hearts, our minds, our spirit man, oh God, that we may please you and you alone, oh God. We thank you, Father, for every individual on this call. We thank you for blessing them, keeping them, strengthening them, oh God. We thank you for blessing their families, their loved ones, their friends, their communities, their neighborhoods, Lord God, even their cities. We thank you, Father, for the spirit of truth rules and reigns. We're decreeing and declaring that your spirit of truth will rule and reign in our households and in our villages and our communities, in our cities. We're thanking you in advance, Lord God, for using us to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. So we're asking you, Father, to bless Minister Tiffany, Lord God, because she has poured into us, Lord God, to guard our hearts. And we thank you for that word, Lord God. We're guarding our hearts with your word. We're guarding our hearts with your love. We're guarding our hearts with the peace, with your salvation. We're thanking you, God, that the spirit of the living God is dwelling on the inside of us. So we say, Lord God, your word have we hid in our heart that we may not sin against you, O God. We thank you, Father, for doing a work in her, through her, and for her, and Kaylon, O God. We thank you for blessing their going out, blessing their coming in, blessing everything that pertains to them, Father. And we know, Lord, that they will give you the glory and the praise because, Lord, together we are lifting your name and we are glorifying you, Father, for the work that you're doing through her and her son, oh God. And we praise your name, Father, for those that are going through, that may be having some trying times, oh God, in their minds and bodies and spirit. We come against every force with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that they are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that those that may discourage, that they are be lifted up, Lord God, as they lift their hearts unto you, oh God, that you will, that you say those that draw closer to you, you'll draw closer to them. And we are thanking you in advance, Father, for restoring them the joy, the peace, and the love, oh God, like never before. We're thanking you, Father, for the bereaved families, Lord God, that may be going through trying times. And we thank you, Father, for your comforting arms being placed around each and every one of them, oh God. We thank you, Father, for blessing their going out and their coming in. Let them know, Lord God, that everything works together for the good of those that love you who are called according to your purpose, Father. We thank you, Father, for all that are on this call, and we ask that you keep them, you strengthen them, and you bless them. And, Father, we'll be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise in all that they do, in all that we say, and to your love and to your glory, Father, we thank you. And we say amen, hallelujah, amen, in Jesus' name. And TMC family, I just want to thank you for joining us again today. Don't forget the motivational call is coming up following this call. That number is 530-881-7000. 1300, and the PIN is 539-598-POUND. And don't forget to sign up for the conference that'll be held in Bahamas, and that address, website is www.artistempowermentconference.com. So we say we love you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for each and every one of you. Please join us again tomorrow. Minister Tiffany, are you there to close us out?
I am, Minister Brenda. Thank you so much for that anointed closing prayer. And to Minister LaShawn, once again, thank you for seating us and greeting us. And to each of you who have dialed into this call this morning, we thank you for joining us, and we do welcome you back tomorrow. Please adhere to the announcements that have been given. There has been a price change as far as the Empowerment Conference is concerned. And so Minister Brenda gave you the website, so just know that the price is no longer $99, but it has gone up to $149. So please make sure that you check the Artist Empowerment Conference website for further information. Let us go to God in prayer. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Put me on trial, Lord, and cross-examine me. Test my motives and my affections. Examine me, God, from head to foot. Order your battery of tests in us, Father. Make sure that we are fit from the inside out. As we go out and be great ministers in the marketplace, God, allow your favor, your blessings, and your increase to rest upon us, Father. And we will always be grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. And I decree and declare this in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree and declare that we are more than conquerors and that we walk in victory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Bye for now, TMC family. We'll hear you on the line on tomorrow. Have a great day.